So why is Madhurya Ras considered the highest? Actually, Chaitanya Charitamrita describes this hierarchy, that how in each of the rasas, there is higher and higher ingredient. So it says, in Shantaras. Please, please. In Shantaras, there is, this is the characteristic is complete. Shantaras, there is complete detachment from matter and attachment to Krishna. That is the characteristic of Shantaras. And after that, when there is Dasyaras, there is this already detachment from matter and attachment to Krishna, but along with that in Dasyaras, there is the desire to serve Krishna by something practical. In Shanta, there is simply meditation. Krishna is so great. But there is the additional flavor is there, the desire to serve Krishna. When in Sakhyaras, there is not only the desire to serve Krishna, but there is the also the fraternal affection. Not just that Krishna is my master, but Krishna is my friend. So there is greater intimacy over there. Then after that, in Vatsal, so that in the previous, the desire to serve is there. But along with the desire to serve, there is friendship also over there. Then in Vatsalya, there are all the previous three are there. But additionally, there is a desire to protect Krishna. There is a desire to care for Krishna.
So they have additional
And then in Madhurya, all of the previous ones are there. You know, the spouse is a friend. The spouse is a caretaker. But along with that, there is a special intimacy in that relationship which is not there in any other relationship. That's why, because whatever is there in the other rasas is there and more is there in Madhurya Ras. That's why it is considered the highest. Okay. Hare Krishna. Nice, thoughtful questions.
Actually, I've been listening to